Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. Hello, I'm Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there with a special guest on the WIBC hotline.
He is an investigative reporter at the Daily Signal, and he also does the night program, the Tony Kinnett Cast, every evening right after our show at 7 o'clock. Tony Kinnett joins us. TK, how are you?
I am stellar, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent. I'm good, man. So do you hate yourself like I do? Did you find yourself watching the full one-hour Indiana gubernatorial debate last night, Tonus?
No, and the funny thing is, my show was on at the same time, and to my delight, as the hour went on, more people started tuning in because it was a far better alternative than watching that snooze-fest circus on TV.
You know, as much as I hate to give our esteemed colleague Rob Kendall any sort of credit, he was absolutely right. Those people on that stage, they're scared to death to go after Mike Braun. Let's be honest, Mike Braun is probably the front runner here, but I don't know if it's because those people on the stage want to get some sort of gig in his administration or what, but if I'm somebody that's probably looking up at other people in the polling, I go out there guns blazing, and it was kind of a snooze fest yesterday.
You know what? I've kept this quiet long enough. There was a time about 6-7 months ago in which I was trying to provide a little bit of advice to the Doden campaign. I like Eric Doden. I think he's a really good guy. And I thought that he had some interesting ideas, regardless of the fact that a few of his policies needed work. And I advised him 6-7 months ago, you need to spend every single day attacking Braun. No one else matters. You need to show Indiana why you are better than Braun. That should be your only tactic. And the campaign ignored the advice. And as you can see, currently pulling it like 0.8% is not necessarily a great strategy. But hey, that's you know what happens when you decide to run your campaign against a front runner by ignoring the front runner, like DeSantis did for a long time in the presidential campaign, for instance. It doesn't work, and all you end up getting is pocket change and kind of looking like the sad lame duck in a mule competition.
You know, I heard Doden on Rob's show, the Kendall and Casey show, the other day. I liked him. I liked his ideas. I have no idea who I'm voting for. I have no idea who I'm voting for in this governor's race yet, but I liked him. I don't have as big a problem with Braun as you or maybe Rob Kendall does. I mean, the gas tax thing, it is what it is. I'm wondering now, it just seems like these debates are a lot of platitudes and vagaries, as Rob put it earlier today. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. I don't have a problem with Braun, actually. I'm currently torn between voting for Braun or for Hill. I think Rittenhour and Hill should have been on that stage, but I like Braun, honestly. He votes close to Mike Lee, which is one of my favorite senators.
Right.
I think the gas tax is something we can negotiate on, honestly. I know that that's like heresy, that like I actually believe that we can negotiate it down, but I think it's doable.
And if you watched that debate last night, and if you missed it, you can go on YouTube. It's only an hour long, and you can skip through it. Taxes, gas tax specifically, didn't get brought up until about 27 minutes into that debate, Tony. To me, like, I don't care what any other polling says. You know, they were talking about immigration in Indiana before they were talking about taxes yesterday. That should have been a much longer part of that debate.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. There are things that all Hoosier Republicans agree on. You don't like illegal immigration? Wow, you're breaking some new ground there, Copernicus. You want to lower taxes? Gee willikers, no kidding. Oh, man, you don't like California, New York? Whoa, that's crazy. How about we actually focus on the things that are contested among Hoosier Republicans? I want to know why Braun is different than Crouch, why Crouch is different than, who's that other guy, Chambers or something, that other guy no one knows. shows, who's different, then I want to know the differences between the candidates, because this is going to shock everyone. It's a primary. I know you're all Republicans. That's the name of the primary. So get into details, please.
Right. But my point being, though, and maybe I didn't explain this well, is that I think the average voter that's watching that, they don't know these people the way that we do. We live in this political bubble. This is how we get down. This is how we make a living. If you're the average person that turned on CBS4 last night and you're seeing these people, maybe you've heard of Mike Braun because he's a senator, but that's about it. You didn't get to hear about why your paycheck is not being as stretched out as it used to be until about 30 minutes in. And in that same debate, they spent the same amount of time on time zone changes than they did on taxes.
Again, this is my criticism of the Indiana GOP. No one has to try, so no one tries. It's like our weird tradition that no one really knows why we've got it, but we do. You know, a lot like daylight savings time, for instance. And now we're sitting here watching this debate, and none of the candidates really shine. I'm not really seeing anything that makes me want to campaign for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like, okay, you're all like the same shade of blue, kind of. I guess I'll just pick the one that I like the best, and that's just a real shame given this primary.
Do you think people that aren't like in this bubble like we are hear something from Suzanne Crouch when she says, hey, I'm going to get rid of the income tax? I mean, do ears perk up on that? I mean, I love Jamie Rittenour saying she's, you know, going to try to get rid of the, did she say she's going to get rid of the property tax? Is that one of her things, Rittenour, even though she wasn't on the stage?
I think she says smaller government, lower taxes. Yeah. I'm not sure which taxes. I haven't listened to all of her stuff with Rob.
She wants to get rid of the IEDC. I know that. But I'm just saying, when somebody says something like that, do ears perk up?
Well, the thing is, it has to reach the ears to perk up. And the fact of the matter is, when I actually look at their political advertisements and who they're trying to communicate to, the average Hoosier isn't getting that message. Because, again, Hoosiers don't care about the primary because there's not a reason to. So for Suzanne Crouch to come out there and go, axe the tax, it's like, it doesn't really sound like a plan. It just sounds like someone trying to simp for your vote.
Right, right. Like, as a sports betting host, I could say, I'm going to give everybody a free $1 million parlay. That doesn't mean that I'm actually going to do that, Tony. It's just, you know, it's fun for people to hear.
Remember, Andrew Yang ran on this in the Democrat primary. I'm going to give everyone $1,000 a month for life. Yeah. And he literally did the meme, and it did nothing for him. Because guess what? I don't believe that if Suzanne Crouch wins, she's going to axe the income tax. I don't believe her, because she worked in Holcomb's administration for 8 years. And guess what? It didn't happen. So why would it suddenly happen now that she's sitting in the fancier chair? I just don't buy it.
One more thing locally here, and then we'll turn our attention to some national stuff. You were at that Donald Trump Jr. Jim Banks event yesterday. My son was there, too. But the thing that I love the most, and I heard this from you, and I heard this from my son, there were some liberal reporters there that were having their feelings hurt because their questions were being ignored.
So I also thought this was really funny. I met in person for the first time Adam Ranney's from Politico, national journalist, and we've spatted a couple of times on Twitter. But he and I went to the press gaggle, and we started asking questions, and both of our questions got answered because we didn't, you know, beat around the bush. But some of these guys behind the camera from local TV stations, whom I won't name, were getting actually pretty flustered and saying things like, well, I already asked that question. I mean, it was like some weird jealous nerd in middle school upset that you answered a question right. And it's so hard to wonder why no one's watching 59 or 6 or 13. What a surprise that the whiny reporters showing up to events aren't getting their questions answered.
How was the event, by the way? What did you think?
It was pretty good. I think that Donald Trump should go sit in a building and not speak for 8 months and let Donald Trump Jr. do all of his campaigning. I'm not joking. It was phenomenal. He hit squatters' rights crap. He hit the woke garbage. He praised, like, American farmers. I was like, dude, give this man the mic. And Trump, honest to God, go play golf for 8 months. Like, seriously.
Tony Kennett from DailySignal.com. He's an investigative reporter and host of the Tony Kennett Cast weeknights here at 7 o'clock, 93 WIBC. Did you happen to read that article I sent you? Hammer and I did an all-new edition of Is It Racist yesterday. There's a school district located in the suburbs of Minneapolis. They are hiring an assistant superintendent to, quote, examine the presence of whiteness in the district. Can you maybe break this down a little bit for us? I mean, you work, your background is in education and STEM and right. administrator. And I'm wondering, like,
you're white, Tony. Are you the devil?
Yeah. What?
Well, see, that's the fun thing is that on my census tax forms, technically I'm not. I actually do get to claim the Native American tax credit and free dental and all that other junk.
Look but at you, Elizabeth Warren. Congratulations. No,
exactly. Thank He's so legit, much. Though.
I'm very excited. I do have the fancy little card, unlike Pow Wow Chow over in Massachusetts. But I will point out that when I was at IPS, my colleagues informed me that I am white presenting, or I am phenotypically white, means you look white. And according to the left.
So that means Sammy Sosa's white now, too? Is that what that means?
I guess. I'm honestly impressed at all the ways we found to root out whiteness. And that's what these positions come down to. Now, it's amazing that in Minneapolis, they would need a position to do this because all of the liberals in that district already do that every day anyway. I mean, good Lord, they got rid of the superintendent who was garbage at her job over at Hamilton Southeastern. And every progressive woman with short hair and Harry Potter glasses hasn't shut up about it for months. So, honestly, I don't know, man. I'm amazed that they're spending a superintendent-level salary on someone to examine whiteness. I'm just picturing that they're, like, walking through the building and, like, sniffing white students as they walk by.
How very Biden of them. What are you working on for the Daily Signal?
I just broke a huge piece on an Arizona school that was providing name change transgender clinic posters to elementary students. And I just found out a few minutes ago, the Arizona Department of Education is actually now investigating that school. So
I thought that kind of thing wasn't really going on. It was just kind of a narrative for the conservatives and
it's
a myth.
Right wing talking points,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Remember how bad Rakita got roasted because he introduced a panel for or like a portal for parents to track this?
Sure, yeah.
The Indiana Department of Education, we don't know anything about this. Well, in Arizona, their Department of Education actually investigates these kind of things. So it's kind of nice to have.
And you got the big show coming up tonight.
That's right. Bill Whittle's interview finally breaks this evening, and then we've got some great culture stuff because Disney says that Star Wars needs colonizer conversations. So,
wonderful. Can't wait. Right after our show, 7 o'clock tonight, the Tony Kennett cast. Tony Kennett, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.